This is Alexander Renser with My Crypto Advisor. We help demystify Bitcoin and blockchain by teaching clients how to navigate and invest in one of the most disrupted technologies since the internet. Through one-on-one and group consultations, My Crypto Advisor assists clients with setting up on regulated exchanges, provides software and hardware wallet training, as well as compiling information on the differences and fundamentals between cryptocurrencies. Call 716-536-5250 for your free 15-minute consultation, or visit My Crypto Advisor on Facebook for current news on the industry. Cryptocurrency profits should not be reserved for Fortune 500 companies and institutional investors. Let us help you invest today.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And as you often hear me say, one of the individuals that's making it happen is my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Hi, Dale. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's November 1st. Can you believe it?
Well, it's November 3rd.
Well,
I think
yes.
Now.
Well, the first.
I can't believe it. It's crazy.
This year has been
been flying. We changed our clocks back last night, so we're daylight savings time. I hope everyone adjusted their clocks. If you haven't, it is 10:01 a.m.
Yeah,
not 11:01.
Some of us adjusted our clocks.
Yes, I did. Thank God the phones do it for you, because I think before that, a lot of people weren't able to, like, they'd forget, and then they'd be late, or they'd be too early, or
you had to rely on your phones.
Yeah.
This morning, actually, I was driving in and looked at my clock in my car, and it said 6:30. I was like, oh, my God, I have a half hour to get there. Then I was like, no, wait a minute. That's not right.
You had that uh-oh moment. Like, that's what I had it, too. And the same thing in my car, because the cars don't automatically update. I don't know how they don't. They're so computerized. But
it was 5:30 by the time that happened.
Just yeah. Which is so dark in the mornings now. Like, I like in the summertime when 5:30 is a little, like, sunshiny and bright. Now, and sun's coming up. Now it's just dark and dreary.
Yeah. I don't like that part.
No.
Winters are too long here to begin with. But we're not going to talk too much about that.
Let's not.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. Before we go into our sports update, I just want to welcome our guest in studio with us today, Mr. Alex Ensor, correct? Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Ensor.
Okay.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
I'm excited to be on the show today.
You know what? Our topic today, I think, is going to be so relevant to today's relevant news and information in terms of currency. And we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency.
And so, blockchain technology.
Yes. And so this is really going to be a very friendly but informative conversation, because there's so much information out there, misinformation out there. And as Lauren said earlier, fake news.
Fake news.
There's some fake news out there.
A lot of fake news. Well, it's definitely an industry that I'm confused by. I don't understand cryptocurrency. And I've kind of looked into it a little bit, but it's confusing to me.
And it's tragic the news cycle doesn't take the time to educate the public on how Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, blockchain works.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most disruptive technologies since the internet, and people are clueless about how it works.
Well, we're certainly glad you're on the show today. We're going to demystify all of those myths out there. And without further ado, first of all, good morning to our producer, Luke. Luke.
Good morning to you guys.
Again, yes.
Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us again this week.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure.
What is happening in the world of sports,
well,
Luke?
Well, in the world of sports, we're going to stick kind of local today. The Bills conclude a 3-game homestand this afternoon as they face the 1-7 Washington Redskins. Washington has rookie Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State starting in place of the injured Case Keenum. Haskins has 4 interceptions and 0 touchdowns in 2 appearances this season. The Sabres are on a 2-game losing streak following last night's 1-0 loss to the New York Islanders at home. It was also 70s night in the arena. The Sabres now embark on a trip to Sweden, where they will play 2 games against the Lightning on Friday and Saturday. Those are unusual weekday, early weekend afternoon games. And finally, the UB Bulls gained a massive MAC victory yesterday afternoon, crushing Eastern Michigan 43-14 on the road. It's the second week in a row the Bulls have scored 43 on an opponent. The Bulls are on a three-game winning streak and sit at 5-4 and are tied for first in an ultra-tight MAC East division. Now, guys, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Again, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And we really want you to be a part of today's conversation. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 803-1520. Again, 803-1520. Now, before we go back to Alex, I just want to say a congratulations to all of the winners of the 43 North Business Competition.
Oh, yeah.
Another, you know, fantastic business competition event right here in Western New York. And, you know, I witness some great business concepts.
Oh, my gosh. It's always so fun and exciting to go to the 43 North Finals because the energy there is just awesome. You have these fantastic entrepreneurs that are, you know, developing their businesses and growing their businesses, and they're doing it right here in Western New York. So you just have so many people from the Western New York community and the business community there listening and learning and, you know, rooting them on for success in their business. It's an awesome, awesome night. I saw you there.
Yes, yes.
We ran into each other.
Yes, we did. And one of the things I was amazed with, and it's probably a common theme here, the advances in technology across the board, not just, you know, one industry in particular, but mm-hmm. across the board in many industries. And so technology continues to change the face of how we live and operate and think.
Yeah.
And so I think that being said is also relevant to our conversation for today. So again, Alex, I'd like to welcome you to today's show. And just to kind of, start with telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, and then we'll move in more in depth with today's conversation.
Okay. Well, my name is Alex Unser with My Crypto Advisory. I have a large background. I have a bachelor's, master's in psychology. But I realize the true path to wealth is entrepreneurship and not working a, you know, 8-to-4 job or, as people refer to job, J-O-B, just over broke.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Yeah. Robert Kiyosaki, I believe, as sometimes he's referenced that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes. Very excellent book.
Yes.
I have a... wide range. I was in the finance industry for a little bit, and then I've just been teaching people basically how to invest in the cryptocurrency space since 2013.
Oh, wow.
Before it was even mainstream.
So that's a long time. That's over 6 years.
Bitcoin's been around since 2009.
Wow. See, that's something I never knew. I thought it was a more recent.
It was a solution. It was launched as a solution to the financial collapse of 2008.
Interesting. That makes sense, though.
It really does. And mm-hmm. and so because it's so complex, it's very confusing, just walk us through maybe like a basic understanding of it.
Okay. Yes,
please.
So I'll try to keep it simple. So Bitcoin is a...
I'm doing Insta story, so Alex is just waving to me.
Trying to be enthusiastic so people want to view her story.
Follow at Western New York Work to check us out on Instagram.
Okay. So Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer cashless system. It's decentralized and distributed all over the world. So basically, it doesn't, the great part about this technology is that it doesn't require a third party to verify transactions. So for example, if I download a cryptocurrency wallet on my phone, I could have Lauren over here download the wallet on her phone, and I could transfer value to her without a third party, whether it's a bank, government, or central bank. So no institution needs to verify the transactions.
So my thought always is, how do I know it's real? Like, how do I know what the value of, like, my cryptocurrency and if there's no bank involved?
Excellent question. So you're basically trusting the network.
Uh-huh.
The value comes from the network, and it's with Bitcoin, for example, it's a limited supply, unlike the current money system we have now. So banks are actually allowed to print as much money as they want and pour it into the system, and there's nothing actually anchoring it.
So when anyone out there that's trying to get their arms around this whole concept, what I'm taking away is that we're talking about the difference between a centralized monetary business model versus a decentralized monetary system, because because the digital currency is going across many networks.
Correct.
Is that a correct statement?
That is very correct. So, for example, with Bitcoin, there are computers and even phones all over the world working the network. So the great part about this being decentralized is there's no single point of failure. So, for example, let's say JP Morgan is centralized. So if a hacker, it's easier for a hacker to hack their servers because their servers are located in like one spot. And you could easily take down the network. For example, with Bitcoin, you need to take down a hundred of the, you have to take down all the computers distributed around the world to take it down. So even if the internet went down for 90% of the population, the network would still be running.
Who actually started this whole digital currency? Is there any one individual or entities?
Satoshi Nakamoto is his name, but we believe it's a pseudonym.
Okay.
Because the government's looking for him.
You're right. I was going to say, so if that individual...
He's got a lot of Bitcoin somewhere. He's wealthier than all of us.
Okay. So. Yeah. So I think that's also important because, you know, for that individual to reveal who he or she, because it could be a woman.
True.
Could be a bunch of actors.
Their life could be at risk. And we don't know. This is not that kind of show. But I would just imagine that individual has to remain... independent of their involvement with this technological mammoth of a system.
Correct. And the revolutionary aspect of all this isn't even Bitcoin. It's the technology Bitcoin works on, which is called blockchain technology.
Blockchain,
it's not only just finance or commerce that this revolutionizes. With the blockchain, anything of value, whether it's medical records, real estate titles, anything of value can be placed on this distributed database, which has a record of every transaction from what they call the Genesis block. So, for example, let's say the supply chain. So, there's hundreds. All the major companies of the world are actually governments, organizations are building on the blockchain technology. So, for example, right now, like Walmart and Nestle, they are implementing the food supply on blockchain. So in the future, any piece of food you had will be wrapped in a QR code, and they can follow it through its inception throughout the supply chain. So, which is really revolutionary about this, if there's ever a salmonella outbreak in the future, they'll be able to use the blockchain to see specifically which pieces are contaminated.
How is it different than the barcode that food already has on it?
That's an excellent question. It doesn't actually, the barcode that's actually on it is just labeling that specific item, but it's not following it through like which ingredients are on it, what fertilizer. So
interesting.
For example, they're doing it with wine also. They're putting the QR codes on it. So like with wine, you'll know... You know, if it's organic, what fertilizer they used with it, if it got any awards. Like it's, and they're going to apply that to car, veal, just everything. This show cannot cover everything that this industry is building.
And that's why I think I'm so like intrigued and confused by it, because I think there's so much that we just don't know about it still. And that's why I think it's great what you're doing, Alex, because you're helping to educate people about like, cryptocurrency.
Yeah, just I want to educate the mom and pop, because it's I don't think it's fair that only the Fortune 500 companies and the institutional investors are, of course, they're getting in early right now, while you and I are clueless. We're not buying now, and then eventually, let's say Bitcoin hits 100 grand someday,
and there's a lot of confusion.
You're buying at the top.
And because you mentioned at the top of the show about value. And it seems like there's a lot of information out there in terms of what is the true value of Bitcoin.
And that is why it's highly volatile right now, like any nascent industry. This industry right now is compared to the 80s and 90s of the internet right now. So they're saying blockchain technology is the equivalent of the internet in the 90s. We do know there was a dot-com bubble.
Right.
So they do say, because right now there's over 3,000 cryptocurrencies. So a lot of economists do say 90% of the cryptocurrencies are going to go bust, just like during the dot-com bubble. But during the dot-com bubble, we also got our eBays, our Amazons, our Googles. Like, there are going to be star blockchain projects and cryptocurrencies that are going to survive the bust. Mm-hmm. But that's the trick, is investing in projects with good value.
What are the top questions that you're constantly being asked when you share with individuals the type of crypto advisory services that you provide?
How do I store the tech? How do I store it? Because a lot of people, I think the majority of investors, the point of cryptocurrency was to get it out of third parties' hands. But a lot of people, when they invest in it, they keep their funds on like a cryptocurrency exchange, which is the equivalent of a brokerage almost. So I teach my clients how to, you could purchase something called a hardware wallet. So it's like a mini USB, which is basically like the keys to your money.
Okay.
So I teach people how to put all their funds on that USB drive.
Fantastic. The mysteries of cryptocurrency.
We actually have a caller with a question. Her name is Lisa. She would like to know what kind of security measures do you guys have if in case of like a blackout with like the internet going out or something like that, some kind of technological catastrophe.
Ooh, that actually fits perfectly what I was just saying about the hardware wallet.
That's a great question.
Hardware wallet would keep your cryptocurrency safe from like an EMP attack or the internet going down, because you're keeping your keys off the exchange. You could even, there's something called a paper wallet, so you could literally keep all your funds on a piece of paper. Or in your brain as well.
Incredible. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you very much for that question.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
question.
Buffalo, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to tap Alex's expertise and find out more about this cryptocurrency, the different wallets, and maybe some more information that we just haven't touched on. Don't go anywhere, Buffalo. We'll be right back.
This is Alexander Enser with My Crypto Advisor. We help demystify Bitcoin and blockchain by teaching clients how to navigate and invest in one of the most disrupted technologies since the internet. Through one-on-one and group consultations, My Crypto Advisor assists clients with setting up on regulated exchanges, provides software and hardware wallet training, as well as compiling information on the differences and fundamentals between cryptocurrencies. Call 716-536-5250 for your free 15-minute consultation, or visit My Crypto Advisor on Facebook for current news on the industry. Cryptocurrency profits should not be reserved for Fortune 500 companies and institutional investors. Let us help you invest today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
My name is Maggie Shea, and I am the treasurer for Infotech Western New York. Infotech is a professional organization promoting technology through networking, education, recognition, and career enrichment. Infotech provides technology resources, assists with workforce retention, and advises on regional technology infrastructure and governmental policies. Check out Infotech's upcoming events, resources, and become a member at www.infotechwny.com.
The Bills make me wanna shout, kick your heels up and shout, throw your hands up and shout, throw your hands up and shout.
ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. We have our producer Luke with us this morning. And we have Alex Enser in studio with us from My Crypto Advisor. And Alex is helping us kind of really demystify cryptocurrency, which is definitely something that I've been intrigued by, but confused by, and honestly wouldn't even know where to start. When it comes to cryptocurrency.
We don't even have enough time on the show to, I think, demystify the entire subject.
And that being said, I mean, one day I'm reading that Facebook is into the digital currency, or Amazon, and all these different companies. I know you mentioned
Starbucks is accepting as well. Bitcoin payments.
How do they accept payments?
It is through what's called the Bakkt platform. I don't know if a lot of people, have you two heard of Bakkt yet?
Mm-mm, nope.
It's a platform. It's actually created by the owner of the New York State Stock Exchange, ICE. So right now, it allows institutional investors to get in. So in the future, they're going to have pensions, retirement products on this platform. But right now, they have futures contracts on this platform. And they also, in 2020, they'll have the Starbucks payments. So basically, if it's my assumption, they're going to have a QR code. Mm-hmm. So you just pull out your phone, scan it.
So similar to like if you're using the, if you're going to Starbucks and you're using their Starbucks app and you can load your wallet in there. You could probably load from
your blockchain
wallet. This will
be without a third party. Yeah, this will just be your own wallet that you own the private keys to.
Interesting.
I have a really... Okay, so there is a really futuristic thing going on with this technology. I know it doesn't amaze us that we're like, oh, our phones can stand it. So right now, the United Nations has a blockchain project in for the refugees in Jordan. So they're trialing this project in Jordan for around 500,000 refugees. So basically, when you go to the grocery store, you use your Retina to pay for your items.
That's crazy.
So in the future, you're going to use your biometrics to purchase your products, not just your phone. Or so that's how like futuristic this technology is going.
That being said, what type of I guess technological changes have occurred, say within just the last 12 months? Or anything that really comes to mind that really stands out that you know, it was even a wow factor for you that we continue to advance at the pace that we do. Anything in particular that stands out?
So many things. But even just the fact that Facebook's getting involved and they're going before Congress right now and arguing the ability to, you know, run their own cryptocurrency. So basically, money is becoming separate from governments and central banks. Corporations are launching their own currencies now.
When you mentioned the United Nations earlier, it made me think about, you know, every country has their own currency and, you know, the exchange is different from country to country. Does cryptocurrency help kind of level that playing field so it's the same value across all countries?
Eventually, yes.
Eventually. That's awesome.
And cryptocurrency right now is traded sort of similar to the Forex market. Like you were saying, it's like an exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like one Bitcoin is worth this much Ethereum, or one Bitcoin is worth this much US dollar.
Okay.
So there are trading pairs.
So still are like, you know, a level of exchange.
Correct. Because like I said earlier, there's over 3,000 of these right now. So there's no level playing field yet, but eventually there will be.
Which gives reason to believe that from an education standpoint, that we have to start to educate the community across on many different levels. For example, in our schools, you know, we can't wait till someone gets to college and start to introduce, you know, them to, you know, cryptocurrency. It seems like something's shaping the world.
I hate to say, where is the U.S. leadership on this? China just came out and they're fully embracing this technology and they're even launching their own cryptocurrency, okay, I believe, next year. But where's the U.S. is still bickering in Congress about whether we should use this technology or not.
Okay. I mean, and so they're doing it from, you know, for their on a government level for their society. But I'm thinking even on a micro level, mm-hmm, we have to provide some additional training for our kids in school.
We do.
I mean, if I were to go to enter college right now and you were just now introducing this to me, I would be blown away because I'm like, okay, I should have been taught this or had the opportunity to learn this again years ago. So are we doing anything, you know, in the school?
Prepare. We should.
We're not.
I think that would be a good business somebody should launch. Mm-hmm. Start educating our public or the schools.
Well, it sounds like you're doing that with your business, but maybe not at the school level.
But we need more of me.
But yeah, there's only one Alex right now with My Crypto Advisor. But you are educating people, and that's your goal of your business, to help educate people about cryptocurrency, correct?
Yes. I don't want Western New York to be left out in this next revolution. So
tell us more about the education that you're doing and providing for your clients or, you know, the general public who just want to learn more.
I allow our clients to, they'll bring laptops, their cell phones, and I'll actually download individual software wallets on their phone. I'll give them research on different cryptocurrency projects or blockchain projects that I believe have future potential. And I'm trying to help people take control of their own finances, basically. Because mm-hmm, that's the point of cryptocurrency.
Take control of your own finances.
Owning your money, not having a third party own your money, whether you're keeping it in a bank.
So on Wednesday, December 4th, we're going to be at Ashker's Cafe at 1002 Elmwood Avenue from 6 to 8. And so it'll be a free information session, and you'll be talking more about Bitcoin and blockchain and just this whole, again, you know, this whole new internet currency, digital currency that we're faced with.
I'm going to help us, you know, like I said earlier, we don't have enough time in the show, but I'm going to really drive into what blockchain is, what Bitcoin is, and even more of the projects that are in this space as well. And I'm going to be open that whole time to questions too. So I really want to demystify, I think, blockchain during our free informational seminar.
Okay, and then also, as I attempt to understand this, there's the digital currency, the day-to-day transactions that we're faced with. That's here to stay. But for the individual that wants to do investing, is that a completely separate component? Is there anything that you can share as it relates to that?
Oh, well, I'll teach people how to invest. I do not manage anybody else's funds, so it'll all be your funds, but I'm going to teach you how to invest. I will walk you through the process while you're there.
What is the first step that someone should take if they want to invest in cryptocurrency?
I would highly recommend Coinbase. Okay. www.coinbase.com.
I actually have that app on my phone. I've never done anything with it.
You haven't used it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's based in San Francisco, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges. They have their own insurance. So if you do keep your funds on their exchange, it's safer than some of the other exchanges that exist in the world right now.
So check out Coinbase.
So you start there.
Start.
Buy your cryptocurrency, whether it's with a debit card, credit card, PayPal.
Let's talk more about that. I mean, there's a cryptocurrency debit card on the marketplace as well.
This is true. BitPay. So you can basically link your Bitcoin, and I believe they just started supporting Ethereum with a debit card. So you can take your debit card, buy groceries, use it every day.
Yeah.
For people that are still transitioning into this new financial society that we're building.
It is. It is definitely a different financial society.
Yes.
I think that is.
They are building in front of our eyes right now, a whole new financial landscape.
How many people have taken maybe all of their money from out of banks or out of any of their investments and just totally gone into
It's not
crypto?
Recommended due to how volatile the technology is. And like I said, 90% of it will go bust. But unfortunately, I read a report that said only 5% of Americans are invested in this technology, and the other 95% is the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world is far ahead of us when it comes to building the blockchain infrastructure and investing in the space.
And Alex, for anyone who would like more information, and there's so much more information that
definitely
we'll need to talk about, please provide your contact information.
So please visit me at www.mycryptoadvisor.com. Follow me, My Crypto Advisor, on Facebook and Twitter, just for the latest news on the industry. And then, again, please visit our free seminar that's coming up at Ashgar's.
Yeah.
And that is December 4th?
Yes, Wednesday, December 4th.
Wednesday, December 4th from 6 to 8?
Yes.
All right, Ashgar's on Elmwood.
Yeah. I'm thinking we should have started the show with this question, but no, very quickly, what motivated you, what inspired you to get involved with this?
Probably working for the banks.
Okay.
And just learning about the world.
The world is changing right before our eyes, as you said.
They are. And I'll go more into this at our seminar, actually.
Okay.
But, and just the ability to transfer value across the world for, literally someone right now could send $1 million to China for a few dollars using this network instead of the slow banking system, which, the SWIFT system that takes, 5 days. You don't even know where the money is just to go across the world.
We're really at another revolutionary period in time in our life, and it's important that we try to embrace it and understand it as much as possible. I mean, all of us today walk around with less and less paper money in our pockets. You know, this digital currency is on our credit cards, our debit cards, and so, it's going to change. It's changing the way
this is the next evolution of the cashless society.
Yeah. I mean, I was just booking a flight before the show, and pops up at the end, how did you pay? You enter your credit card information. You could pay with Apple Pay. You could pay with, Amazon Prime.
And
there's
Travella, you could pay with cryptocurrency.
There you go. They've picked it up.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Well, great. Well, Alex, again, thank you so much for being a part of Western New York at Work and being, just sharing this wealth of information. It's a lot to try to understand. Again, the workshop that we will be putting together is Wednesday, December 4th at Ashgar's at 1002 Elmwood Avenue from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And any parting thoughts, any final thoughts you want to say to our audience before we sign off?
I'm just very grateful to be here today, and thank you for letting me share this new technology with Buffalo.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. It's definitely always great to educate ourselves on new technology that's out there and how we can start maybe, dipping our toes in and
And we'll help you do that at the seminar.
Awesome.
Any parting final thoughts?
Just go Bills.
Go Bills. Buffalo, thank you so much again for listening to Western New York at Work. Have a great day. Enjoy the game. We'll see you next Sunday.
Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.